This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my God.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
Yeah. It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my face.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first? Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay. What it do, baby? It's your girl, Kel Aubrey.
It's my own royalty.
And we are back with another episode.
Episode 154.
Woo woo.
And we've got returning guests with us today.
Yes.
What's going on?
Is that it?
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was going to say, like, he said that, like, you know.
It's Yusuf, big man Yus from Meets After 7.
Lovely. Woo-hoo. Sorry, why did your Twitter account get deleted that time? So when you said big man, I just remembered you had a bigger man at one point.
My Twitter account got deleted. I have no idea why, to be fair. Yeah, I didn't get any reason.
Your enemies were after you.
Yeah. Mm, I think it might have been copyright infringement, though.
What, like, music?
Posted music, I think.
On Twitter?
I think. That's the only reason, that's the only thing I can think it could be.
Do you remember that guy that Kanye sued?
Who?
For putting out his video. What was it? What song was it?
Wasn't his cousin who stole his laptop? Or not?
Was it? Can I remember? I think it was a London guy, you know?
In London?
Leaked one of his songs?
No, you remember the time of Tidal?
Yeah.
And the song got released on Tidal or something. The video. And then the guy basically, you know how you can like put videos on Twitter, and it was like the whole video. I can't remember what song it was now. And he got a letter. I remember he told the timeline, like, he got a letter being sued for putting the music out on Twitter. I never heard back from it. I wonder how he's doing.
I haven't
heard of that. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try and find it.
I do not recall.
Oh, there you go. I do not recall.
And that reminds me of Stevie J. Did you see that thing?
Which one?
One time he was up. So basically he was on an interview with a lady.
Oh, and he was getting heads.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
What is wrong with him?
Was he getting head though?
He was.
We didn't see him getting heads.
But the position.
We saw him adjusting whatever was off camera.
No, but she asked him and he was like, like he laughed it off.
And also, I just think it was very inappropriate if you're doing an interview that you're topless in bed.
Well, Stevie J, I don't expect. If he had a top, I would be shocked.
Nah, but in bed and the position, like, yeah, very unprofessional.
What's it called? Who was he being interviewed by?
I think it was like one of these American blog, like Instagram thingy.
That's why he felt like he could wear
whatever.
Sorry,
he felt
not
like
wear anything, to be fair.
Yeah. In bed, like, and that, the position that he was in, it looked like he was.
Okay.
He was getting some fellatio.
Getting some head.
That's wild.
Yeah, that is crazy.
How are you anyway?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Can't complain.
Doing anything nice?
Anything nice today?
Yeah.
No, I'm fasting, so my turn up has been turned down.
You're so dramatic.
So how's that going?
It's going well, man. It's going well so far. Yeah, it's going well so
far. You're probably used to it. And I always say that to like people.
Yeah,
do you get used to it?
Fasting for years. So yeah, I am used to it. My only little niggle is around...
Niggle? I never heard that word
around
before.
Around 5 p.m., 6, I start, my energy levels start to really drop.
Oh, is it?
Really, really tired. Like, it kind of affects my, like, thinking.
How are you doing with podding, though? Because you record late.
No, so I break fast before I start podding.
What time do you break fast?
So, it's averaging around 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And we start at 8:30, so...
Oh, okay, that's fine, then.
So, can I ask you, so what do you do that you can't do... What, like during Ramadan, like, because I know people like, oh, like you can't turn up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what
you're
other things?
You have sex as well.
Yeah. What other things can you not do?
So before I even say what you can't do, there's things that you shouldn't do. Regardless.
Anyway.
Period.
What do you be doing?
Yeah. So regardless of Ramadan, there's things that Muslims shouldn't be doing.
Okay. Cool.
So I try not to do those things that I shouldn't be doing that I do anyway. But then obviously the Ramadan rules: no food, no drink.
Yeah.
Obviously no fornication.
Yeah.
Those are the main things.
Because
everything else, I think you shouldn't be doing anyway. obviously.
Well, like what?
To be fair, with fornication, depends if you're married or not.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I have a lot of friends who don't listen to music at all. Do you remember that?
Wow.
Is it okay?
Because music is haram.
Wow.
But do you listen outside of Ramadan?
What's that?
You listen outside of Ramadan?
Yeah.
So you can't listen to any music at all, that only Muslim music?
There isn't Muslim music per se. But you know what it is? My knowledge on it is a bit, but what I do recollect is it's not more so music, it's instruments.
Is it?
But they use instruments to make music.
So drums.
Oh.
What I've read, drums are halal. Drums are allowed.
Is it?
But all other instruments are haram.
Wow, so I never knew.
Music as a whole is haram.
So so but you can listen to like drumming music if there was any.
Listen to what?
Like drumming music if
you
there
can't.
Was any. No, you said it's halal.
German.
Drumming.
Well, you said it's allowed. Right, cool. Allow is allowed.
Okay,
isn't it?
Cool. So if it was like, from my understanding, if it was like spoken words
over
drums.
Open the door, close the door. Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
If you listen to a full track with
with other instruments.
For the full band.
Yeah.
Then that's, and obviously
so
as well,
you have to be quite selective then with the music.
Yeah,
and
obviously as well, the content of the music as well. Even if it was, you know, just drums, if the person's talking about, you know, violence or
sex and
or,
all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's also off the cards as well. And obviously going out, partying, that stuff is done as well.
So is this, sounds silly, but is there like, you know how Christians have gospel?
Yeah.
Is there like something similar for Muslims?
Like Islamic music?
Yeah.
There's no Islamic music. So with the Quran, you've got what's called surahs.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I was to say, what is Islamic music? I would say it's the recitation of surahs.
Is it like, is it like, I don't know if you know about Christianity, but is it like Psalms? Because essentially Psalms are actually poetry.
Like, so are Psalms like passages in the Bible?
Yeah. And the way they were written, because when you go into Psalms, it would say like Song of David, Song of this person.
Yeah.
So essentially at the time the people were essentially like praising God.
Yeah.
Obviously we've got it written down now as just passages.
Yeah.
So is it kind of similar to that?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Roundabout way, it does kind of parallel.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and the way some of the imams and, you know, guys who read the Quran.
Yeah.
Some of them have like great.
Oh, they've got like a bit of a rhythm.
I wouldn't say rhythm. There's a bit of a, I don't want to call it melody.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the correct Arabic word, I believe, is tajweed, which is.
Okay.
The way in which it's said with you know, great enunciation, pronunciation.
Yeah.
You know,
I know what you mean, because my granddad was Muslim.
Yeah.
And when I've like seen like Muslim things going on, I say Muslim things, Muslim worship.
Yeah.
Sounds more. Maybe before I come and tear my singlets.
Yeah.
But so it's like a flow to, there's a flow to it rather than just saying words kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And it does sound like they're singing it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You're allowed to sing. It's not, well, as far as I'm aware anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, there isn't Muslim music.
Okay.
But if you had to try to define something, then that would probably be
that.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you refraining from right now?
All right. That's a good question. That's a better question, because obviously with religion, just with life in general, it's all subjective to the individual.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, so what I'm obviously normal stuff. So obviously I'm not eating or drinking.
Mm.
I'm not going out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying my hardest not to listen to music.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Yeah.
So I'm listening.
After Brent just told you how to connect to Bluetooth, Brent is the enemy of progress.
I've been driving, listening to Quran recitations, which is new for me. Never done that before.
Okay.
So that's quite good.
Yeah.
Listening to more, you know, maybe podcasts, documentaries, just trying to fill the void.
Stay away, of music.
Because I listen to music a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I've had a few slip ups here and there, but I've been trying to listen to more Islamic content, lectures, recitation, stuff like that.
Well, that's good though, because the fact that you're doing that, you've never really done that before as well.
First,
so that's very positive.
I'm driving around, window down, just blasting surahs from my car. That's really new for me. I wanted to make a conscious effort to listen to music. That's probably it, to be fair. If I can, I might be forgetting some things, but and obviously I'm trying to I'm trying to refrain from profanity.
Oh, yeah.
What's profanity? That's swearing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to refrain from.
I don't know. You swear a lot.
I swear. I don't swear a lot, but I swear. Yeah, I swear.
I don't think I've heard you say.
You're not a swearer.
I'm not a swearer, but yeah, swearers do slip out sometimes.
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Okay, well, there you go, guys.
There's me. I'm just trying to refrain.
That was very intentional as well.
Because no, I'm not a swearer either, so it's very rare for me to be like, oh, fuck, like.
Yeah, I hear that. Because I have moments where I swear, I'm like, well, who is that?
Yeah, if I say it'd have to be a lot of emphasis on like shit or fuck, like, do you know what I mean?
I didn't know bloody was a swear word. I said in church one time.
Ah, in church.
And my mom was like, really?
I think with swear words, I think there's levels.
There is, because
I don't think bloody is like on the top of the scale.
It's not on the top of it, but when you're in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, true.
Like, well, I was like, oh, bloody thing. I was like,
I think if you touch the hell at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Okay, that's what
I did. Bloody I think hell. I was like, oh, bloody hell.
I say that a lot, though.
I say that way too much.
Even like I said it there, bloody hell to me is more like a.
But when church trying to go to heaven, and I'm talking about hell.
I know, but. I don't see it as a swear word. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, it really isn't.
I say it a lot, like, oh, bloody hell.
I say that casually, but if my niece said it, I would be like, hey, it's a swear word.
I didn't think that was a swear word, though.
It is.
I'm the same. I don't really view it as a swear
word. When a kid says it to you, you ask your niece to go and do something, she's like, oh, bloody hell. Believe me, it'll be a swear word all of a sudden.
Yeah, obviously, if a little kid's saying it, then you're going to take it in a different way than when an adult says it.
That's so interesting.
And also, trying to, you know, control my temperament, stay calm and not let situations round me up. And
are you someone that gets like,
you don't seem like
round up? Like,
I like seeing here, you know, I feel very like, I'm really interrogating. This is so fun.
Well, day to day life, I'm not calm all the time.
You seem like, because you come across like calm, like,
no, like you
level headed.
Yeah, no, like you're calm and level headed, but
if you had a crazy partner, like, you'd be.
Yeah, but I don't see you getting, like, you know, actually, people like you, where you give off calm, when they get angry, you know you messed up.
Yeah,
like, you'll be so shy for yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't see you day to day, like, being easily annoyed at things. I feel like you would be, what I think, the energy you give us is that you're more, you weigh up. Is there any point in me being annoyed about this?
Yeah.
No, I just move on with it. Shrug it off.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
What's the most angriest you've gotten?
And over what? Because sometimes you're over silly little things.
That's a hard question to ask. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, what's the time, can you think of a time where you were angry?
Mm.
And then when it kind of I made a fool out of myself.
Or like, no, you thought, rah, this really made me angry.
It's a low question.
Let me be honest, When I'm finished being angry, I feel kind of embarrassed for myself.
I feel like that as
because
well.
Because
I'm wrong strong.
I try my hardest to remain calm and not let outside influence
bring me on my character.
There you go. So when it happens to me, I'm like, I'm really annoyed with it because I don't like doing that. I like to stay calm and just, you know.
Actually, I have moments.
But like, what's angry you that, like, because you know there's some people who would be like, oh, fuck
slap
this
the bottle.
Shit.
Yeah. Like that bottle over there, just slap it.
Yeah, like.
It depends what it is.
Are you typing bare? Like, are you.
Are you paragraph? Are you sending voice? Ooh, are you a voice noter?
If I'm angry, okay, cool. Can we break up into like.
Okay.
Examples. So,
okay, so
if it's with a girl,
okay, let's do that. Okay,
if it's with a girl,
let's just say she went through your phone.
And that's why are you angry? If there's anything in there, why are you angry? Yes, your privacy, but
and that's made you angry.
Yeah.
What, like,
how are you reacting to that?
Have you found anything on my phone?
Is that you're reacting?
No, I'm asking.
Okay, let's just say she has, but to you, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing, but she's obviously like created something out of nothing.
Yeah. Yes, I'm getting angry in that situation because you've invaded my privacy.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've invaded my privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've.
You made a point to say privacy, didn't you? After I said privacy.
Not really.
You did.
And then you've created.
Something out of nothing.
Yeah. And now you've created this whole scenario. So that's going to anger me. So yeah, I'll be angry.
What are you doing? Yeah.
It's hard to say. Okay, cool. I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not really going to shout. I'm not a shouter.
Okay.
Good.
That's
good.
Because that's scary.
Okay,
we're gonna get to
that. I'm not a shouter. I'm gonna let you know how I feel.
Okay.
I might have a stern voice, but I'm not gonna shout. I'm not gonna be aggressive. I'm not gonna be belligerent with you.
Mm.
I'm just gonna try to get to the bottom of it. Like, ask questions. Like, why do
See,
you do this?
See, to me, that still sounds very level-headed.
That's very level-headed, and that's good.
Yeah, because what else is there to do?
Some people, what?
Why are you going through my phone?
Or you found it, and then their phone, now the phone is broken because now they've flung the phone.
I'm not a screamer. I'm not a shouter.
Okay.
I'm not gonna get. I'm gonna stay calm.
Yeah.
But you're gonna feel me.
You're gonna
know from my tone of voice.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna be going crazy.
And I think that's what is upsetting the most is when you realize you've pissed somebody off who doesn't normally get upset.
It's
I think
the
it
worst.
Makes you feel so bad.
Like an egg.
And also, I'm gonna one thing about me, I just leave you. Like.
Is it?
I hate that.
I leave you.
Leave me to what? I don't get
it. If you piss me off, that's it. We're probably not going to talk for a little bit.
No, I hate that. Do you know what? I can relate.
We're not going to talk for a bit.
I'm the type of person, like, if I have an argument with someone that I'm seeing, right? Why are you not? You two give me passion.
Because I'm upset with you.
Yeah, but I feel like, so somebody I'm seeing right now.
You know what? I can get into this.
We had an argument recently.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, cool. Like, you didn't speak to me for a couple of days.
Yeah.
But for me, I just think,
a couple of days? Do you want me dead?
The thing is,
no, sir.
I could have been dead.
We need
gone.
To talk right now.
Do you, like the girls, or maybe you can speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you want that angry back and forth?
I don't want the back and forth, but say something.
And if you don't get it, okay, cool. Let's just say me, you get into an argument.
Yeah.
And I have, by myself, decided that I'm not going to escalate this situation.
Yeah,
so I'm going to remain calm and I'm going to address you in a very calm, concise manner.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this to escalate.
Yeah.
But you may want the furious back and forth to get it all out your system.
Yeah.
Because I'm not giving that to you. You're like, but is that all you're going to say?
Making
like,
me more angry.
But I've decided to take a different approach here.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you don't want me to be calm.
No. I want problems.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want peace.
And I find that a lot with women. When you take the... Depends on the woman, of course.
Yeah.
But when you take the calm approach, they don't like it because they almost want the fury first. Then you can.
Because I think it shows passion. Like it shows you two, you're bothered. Like you're feeling me. Do you know what I mean?
I think with me, yeah. Like I don't mind the calm because sometimes I can. That's how I react to things as well.
Yeah.
But I don't want like just silence where you haven't. You haven't expressed the fact that you're annoyed at what I've done. You just said. You just left it.
No, I don't like that. I mean, silence is coming with me. When I say silence, I mean, that's coming after the discussion.
Okay.
So once we've had, because I'm not going to get over it straight away.
Yeah.
So once we've had our discussion.
Yeah, I need a moment.
Yeah.
Then I need a moment.
Yeah,
I'm not going to, okay, we'll discuss it. Okay, now I'm fine again.
No, I'm not because my spirit is annoyed.
Yeah,
see, if it's just silence, no discussion, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, no, if it's not discussion at all, then that's, no.
I've had silence, no discussion. And then later on had the discussion. And I'm like, we could have had a discussion in the beginning and then had sight. Do you know what I mean? Like the opposite way.
But you know, I'm a bit of both there. Cause sometimes as well, I don't want to address things in the moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm
and a lot
very,
of guys
like,
are like that.
I'm very angry. And so, if I talk about it right now.
I'm the same as you.
And I'm someone as well where if you force me to have that conversation with you right now, anything I say out of the anger that I'm feeling, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't care how mad it might sound.
Yeah.
I don't want to come back and apologize for it. So I think that let me have my moment, then I can approach this in a mature way. Because I might get very ignorant.
What's a moment for you though?
It could be days.
Because what you don't want to do is let things linger. Like with me, if I'm angry at someone, or I'm angry in a situation and they call me or text me, or they text me something that I don't like.
Yeah.
I'd probably look at it, I don't reply straight away. Mm. I might take my 15, 20 minutes.
Mate, I'm leaving to the next day.
No, because I can't let it linger that long.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is, don't react when I'm angry. Don't react out of my first emotion.
Yeah.
Read it. Okay, cool. Calm down, analyze it, think about it, then reply in the best way possible.
Rather than just be like, what?
I don't wanna...
I'm like that, where I act of impulse. I can be very rash. So I will start going.
And then after that, the next day,
I'm like, I shouldn't have done that.
Then
I feel embarrassed.
I've learned from all my impulsive replies.
Yeah.
Because I've messed up some things with my impulsiveness. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, I'm still learning. It's
hard.
I'm
learn that.
It's hard.
And just be,
see,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a wait and react, but.
That's good as well.
It's good, but sometimes I can take a while. But that's because, like, for me, I can't lie to you. If you really annoy me, 15 minutes, 20 minutes is not enough for me to... Because, you know, sometimes when people annoy me, there's, like, a knot in my chest. So it kind of needs to, like, loosen.
Yeah.
So if I read your message, if I come back to that in 20 minutes, I'm still giving the same energy, maybe one half a point down than I would have... When I saw it, the first time I saw it. But I need like a moment. So I might wait like a couple of hours, actually, a few
hours.
That's
fair.
To go by because I need to be calm because
I think it shouldn't go on for days. I think that's my thing.
I would do like one day max. depending on the level of foolishness.
Yeah, I think also context is important.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it depends what it is. Because for you, if an hour is what you need, it's what you need.
Yeah.
For me, I may not need an hour. I may need an hour. It just depends on what it is.
What it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, but generally speaking, I like to face things fairly quickly. I don't like things to linger.
Yeah.
You know? Is that because of how you feel? Because you're thinking about them? Because I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about myself.
Both. Okay. Well, it depends what it is.
True.
If it's a me and you thing, then it's kind of both of our feelings. If it's just something that's been done to me, then
you can wait.
You can wait.
Yeah. If it's something that's been done to me, you can wait a whole day because
it's a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna let you feel bad.
But men never do. But men say that what they say, and they just don't.
What's that? Sorry, what did you say?
You heard what I said?
No, I didn't.
Wait, I skipped that as well.
I know. I said that men like. You know when you said you want them to feel bad?
Yeah.
I said with a lot of guys, they don't feel bad.
Like, that is true.
It's wishful thinking from our end that they're going to feel bad. They said what they said and they've done what they've done.
Sometimes you think, oh, this is going to pain him.
Like, I'm going to teach him a lesson. You're not teaching anyone else but you a lesson.
You don't get it.
No, but it may pain him, but he's not letting you know it's paining him.
And that doesn't help me. I want to know you're hurting.
I want to feel the passion.
But remember, a lot of men, you know, are not comfortable with being vulnerable or showing their emotions.
I'm sick of that, you know. I'm sorry. I'm actually sick of it.
It's actually 2022. Get a grip.
I understand, but it still exists. I'm sorry.
not you apologising there.
You know what I mean? And yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I want a vulnerable man.
Not too vulnerable, though.
Show me that you care.
That's very problematic for me. But I just think
I hear that.
It has to be, like we were saying, balance.
Yeah.
It has to be balance.
I think it's always a balance. When women say they want a vulnerable guy, they don't want a guy who's going to be crying 24/7.
Some of them can't feel like they can't even.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm like that.
No, but some of them feel like they can't even express their emotion, like to the point where it's just...
It's a balance. Yeah, it's just a wall.
Yeah, like, I can't deal with that.
Because the thing is, a lot of men aren't used to it. A lot of men feel that women don't care.
But I care.
I care.
And a lot of men don't want to feel, I know you're tired of hearing it, but they don't want to feel weak and vulnerable and less of a man. You know what I'm trying to say? And because that's
me too, I don't want
how
to be
we've
weak.
Been programmed to
that's think. The thing, because women don't want to be weak either. Do you think I want to be bearing it all and then getting it slapped in my face? Or Lonely tweeted something the other day. She said, stop telling guys what your exes did wrong because they're just trying to gauge what your level of tolerance is. And I said, that's a word.
One of my male friends told me that,
that's a word.
It's a good person.
He said, stop telling guys what your ex has done to you, because to them it's number one, okay, how far can I go?
Can I go with this?
With this mistreatment?
You're a witch. Like, why would you think that?
Yeah. No, but that might just be you though. That because her ex got away with it doesn't mean you're going to get away with it.
First of all, because now my tolerance is built up.
You know what I mean?
No, I've got zero tolerance now. It can be a cycle.
No, it can be.
Yeah, it can be.
But not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
That's an interesting tweet though.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. What other interesting tweets have there been? This week,
I need to get to the
creme de la creme.
The creme de la creme.
What's a creme de la creme?
Creme de la creme is that.
I'm going to anxious. It's not about you.
Just the way I'm sat.
I know it's not about me, but I'm like, what's the creme de la creme?
No, the creme de la creme is, I don't really want to say his name because I just think he's such a good human being.
Yeah.
You brought me to talk about this, huh?
I did, and I was so glad.
Oh, you did?
I was glad.
You brought me here on purpose?
No. We won't set you up like that.
No, we'll never do that. The way life happens, I said, oh, look at that. Yusuf here.
Look at God.
Look at that. But what it was because, God. So I listened to him when he was on your pod, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what episode, just because I feel like, because I even tweeted about it. But I didn't want to say the pod, just because I feel like people are very...
That pod's been getting a lot of, the views have gone up.
Has it?
No way.
Because you know,
people
want
juicy.
They want juicy, but the thing
comments,
is, I didn't want to say exactly what because you never know how people receive information.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll be damned if you're going to cancel my faith. So it's not going to be from my mouth. It's not going to be like, oh, because Esther tweeted it now.
Yeah.
So I didn't say, but if you have sense, you find it. Yeah. But so I remember he came on your pod, right?
Yeah.
And listening to it,
can you say talk again?
So I remember he came on your pod.
Okay, cool.
Can you hear me?
I thought because it sounded a little bit echo just then, but go ahead.
No, we kind of did. I told Brett now, don't fight me. But so I remember he came on your pod and it was so funny because at the time he did have a bit of a scandal, but the scandal that it wasn't as scandalous as today's scandal. It was a whole clubhouse nonsense.
Oh,
do you remember?
Was it the one about him saying that black women are harder to sleep in bed with or something like that?
Yes, that's what it was.
So. Something along those lines.
I remember, I remember we didn't really talk about it. I said, we didn't really want to give attention to people like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I remember that was around that time. And I remember you brought up as well allegations.
Mm.
Sorry, guys. Trigger warning. I'm going to put the time. If we do talk about anything serious, I'll put it a timestamp in the description box. So I apologize. But yeah, so I remember you did mention rumors that were out there about him being like a physical abuser.
He's like, where's this going?
You don't recall? Do you not recall?
We were asking him about, you know,
different things.
All the, what's the word I'm looking for? Just everything surrounding his name.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. So whether it be, wherever it was, we'll just question him about
all of that stuff.
All that stuff.
And it was so interesting for me listening to it, because I just thought, how can you lie like that? Because when I tell you, this person denied it, I feel like he denied it so well there that even the victims probably had to question themselves, maybe I didn't. That kind of denial.
Yeah.
And so for me, I just thought, basically listen to the episode, when he was on you guys' pod. I haven't listened to him on anything else. I don't really care to give anyone else my views like that. But listening to him on that, I realized that he's a sicko.
Yeah.
Like he craves, like, I'm sorry, I don't know if this is still your friend or anything like that. I hope not. Correct answer.
That was a no, guys.
That was a no, by the way, guys. Yeah.
But another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I realized that he's quite, like, his personality is problematic as it is anyway.
Yeah.
Like, he's very full of himself, very arrogant, very, people are watching what I'm doing. Like, people care. Like, if I do this, people are like, believe me, it's going to get attention. Believe me, it's going to, like, that kind of prideful behavior. So when all of this stuff came out, because I do remember, actually, there was another, but I'm not sure if my facts are right, because I do remember a tweet resurfacing from, like, I think it was like 2015. And it was a girl who said that she got hit, she got attacked, assaulted. So that's the word. Assaulted on Backchat when they were recording and stuff. And I can't remember if it was him that did it.
No, it was somebody else.
It's someone else.
But I think for me, I think it's the whole, like, alpha male thing that it's, a lot of people have been getting away with foolishness because of this whole, I'm an alpha male and this is how I am and this is how I speak. Because it's not just him who's, I think it started off with another Backchat cast member, which I will not name.
Oh, I was about to name
who him. Girls were like, enjoy, back then girls were loving this whole, he can chat shit to girls, he can speak the way he wants to speak to girls, and like, oh, I'm an alpha male. So I feel like any other guy who's come on there has tried to emulate that kind of, like,
that kind of, that
behavior.
Yeah, because he got a lot of attention from that.
I wouldn't say he's was trying to emulate it deliberately. I think that may just be who he is.
Maybe.
The thing is, what I'll say is, the reason why I don't want to talk about this too much is because, one, we spoke about it on my pod the other day, and I don't want to.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And I don't want to do like a tour where I'm just going around different pods.
Imagine that.
Talking about this topic, isn't
it? Did a press tour.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems a bit. Two separate pods now where I'm addressing it.
Yeah.
Just for clarification, I didn't know.
Unintentionally.
I didn't know this would be a topic.
Yeah.
This is they've just.
Yeah, I was going to tell him yesterday, but I thought,
To be fair, I was going to ask you what we were going to talk about, but.
I wasn't going to.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm a professional. I can just, you know, go off the top of my head. But what I'll say is. The allegations against him are, you know,
wild.
Extremely, extremely bad. I think it's a stage where he needs to, and this is like, in all seriousness, he needs to change as a person. He needs to reevaluate his life, how he treats people, how he treats women in particular.
Yeah.
And he needs to seek guidance and he needs to change. Like, this is to me, this isn't about, obviously he can issue an apology. But an apology in this day and age on social media doesn't really do anything, can it? He needs to actually look in the mirror and change his behavior.
Yeah, because, he needs to do some inner work.
Yeah, because what he's been accused of is shameful.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, and you know what I mean. He needs to have a you know, real long think about his life.
Do you know what though? Some people, I just
what
think
he's doing, because this is not it at all.
At all. Do you know what it is? I feel like some people though, I don't think that I don't know him personally or anything, but yeah. from stuff that I've, like clips I've seen, yeah. pods, appearances and stuff like that, yeah. I don't think he's got the ability to actually reflect. I don't think he's humble enough to, I don't think he's self-aware enough to do that, because even like, I just don't think he, I don't think he is. And I think even if he does come up with an apology,
yeah,
I feel like it's pretentious. I feel like it's because your singer has been torn in the worst way, yeah. deeper than it's ever been torn before. So you're just doing it because you want to, because really and truly, these allegations are not stuff that's come up now. Yeah. When the whole Clubhouse thing happened, the abuse stuff came up. Yeah. All of this came up a year ago.
His best apology right now is just change behavior.
And I think silence.
I think he needs to ghost.
I think an apology would do well, because you know what it is? If he does go on out and improve and change the way he is, we're not going to know about it, because it's not going to be online.
Yeah.
So he needs to issue a statement apologizing and then just get on with his life and just make the changes in his life. He doesn't need to broadcast it or make it public. Just, and I'm happy saying all this, because I'll tell him this to his face.
Like, yeah,
he knows when I talk to him. It's very direct.
So
he needs to do that. He needs to change his ways, because like I was telling him on the pod, to his face, I said, bruv, there's no way this stuff ain't true. How are all these allegations?
Like, there's no smoke without fire.
You know what I'm trying to say? So there's definitely truth in it. So my advice to him is just, bruv, just change your ways. This is not it. This is not it at all.
And any other guys that's out there like that, I just think, like, what is it? Like, what spirit is battling your ancestors and yourself that you feel like you think it's okay to treat women like this? And don't you see it? Do you know what as well, actually? Like, as do men in like friendship groups, do you see these traits in other guys? Not that you have friends like that, but would you be able to, obviously, I feel like people are different depending on the relationship you have with them. Do you get me? So if I just go studio with someone, our relationship is based off us just going to studio. If I go to church with someone, that's what our relationship is. So when you're in a relationship with someone, when you date someone, it's different. You get to know a different side to them than anyone else would, even if it's their best friend, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But I just think that, are there traits that people can pick up in friendship groups?
You know what it is, yeah? In the last, I'll say, year and a bit, I've, you know, asked myself these questions.
Yeah.
Because growing up, I never really thought about that.
Mm.
It was more so just, you know, how is my friend with me?
Yeah.
What do I see of his personality?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I, you know, make my judgment.
Mm.
But in recent times with, you know, things, and this particular person isn't
in your friendship. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not talking about him. Me and him are more so associates than anything else.
Yeah.
He'll definitely agree with that.
Screaming.
No, he would. If I'm going to talk about him.
I love that though. Yeah, keep the same energy.
If I'm going to talk about him on a public platform, I'm going to be real.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to say. So we're definitely more so associates. What was I going to say? Yeah, in recent times, it's, you know, things have popped up where I've kind of had to like question whether or not people that I know
are who they are.
But you could be one way with me. And a different way with someone else.
Okay, 100%.
But one thing I'm not going to do is attest to how a friend or whoever acts with a female. Because I don't know that side of you.
Mm.
I've never seen it. I may have seen it in a public setting.
Yeah.
I've never seen it really privately.
Yeah.
You could know someone for their whole life and they could be a stand-up individual, but they could be getting up to all sorts behind closed doors.
That's true.
So I can only vouch for what I've seen of you and our interactions. I can't vouch for what you've done or what you do, you know, in the privacy of your own home with women.
It's facts.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like a lot of talk on social media now is like people feel that men enable their friends and like they basically check their friends in terms of like what they're doing and stuff, and saying that, oh, you guys are basically friends like with these people when you know they do these kind of things. But half of the time, like you were saying, you actually don't know. And one thing I've learned recently as well is you can only actually vouch for yourself. And that's it. Like, because I know me, I know you, but I don't know you outside of like certain settings and stuff like that. So it is a bit tricky. But I think with the whole Mark thing.
Not you saying his name, child.
Have we not said his name?
Nah,
yet?
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows.
My bad. I find it very hard to believe that especially someone like him and all these allegations coming out, that his friends wouldn't have questioned like what's going on, because he's had like what 18 women or whatever come forward and he's had all these allegations before this happened. So it's, for me, it's just like, how can you be friends with someone knowing that, like, you would question
him? Yeah, but his friends are probably questioning him though.
But were they?
Are they?
No, I'm sure since this has broken
out, because it's been going on for ages.
I'm sure
though,
his friends have called him up on this.
But before, I'm saying from before, because it's not news.
I think you're thinking
it's just news to us.
But you know what? Okay, cool. Some of his friends may not be privy to what he's doing.
Yeah,
because again, he may not show this to everyone. Some of his friends may be privy and not care. Some of his friends may be like him. And some of his friends probably do call him up on it.
Mm.
For sure. Well, I'm saying for sure, but I'm guessing.
That's like, what I was going to say, because
I'm guessing.
I think that, you're guessing based off what you would do if that was your friend in that situation. Like, there's a lot of guys who their friends do madness
and
they do not address it. That they turn the blindest of eyes. Like, they don't.
Because God forbid, let's just say if an allegation came up about you, right? And it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
I'll start thinking, okay, this is not just one rumor. It's just, it's constant.
That then, we're having a meeting.
There's something
probably
fishy going down
that
here.
Talks, you know, who his friends are and what his friends are like then.
Yeah.
If you have a friend who is being accused of, you know, these type of things for years and you're just not saying a word to him, you're just, you're still by his side, then are you complicit? Are you? Do you agree with what he's doing? Because if any of my friends were in the situation, then we're having a conversation for sure.
But one thing I will not do, and I've said this, I'm not coming to social media to back you. If it's a situation where I have not seen you, I'm not, like, do you get what I mean? As I'm not, I haven't seen you in those settings, so I don't know how
I've
you
never been
behave
in a relationship with you. I don't know what you do.
Yeah, like, it's different. Like, there's only a few people I can vouch for. Someone like Esther, where we kind of basically see each other all the time. Yeah. But in terms of, let's just say I heard that you beat up a guy. I don't know what you do in the bedroom with a guy. Do you know what I mean? So I can't attest to that and say she didn't do
she
it.
She didn't do it.
Because I'm not in the bedroom with you.
Yeah. No, but we can't say the person did or didn't do it. All we can say is, oh, that's, I'm surprised by that. Because...
But even then, I will not come on social media and say
that.
It.
No, you don't have to say that. I'm saying that's what
oh, to your CA.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? You think, right, I don't think Esther was like that.
Yeah, 100%.
It is true.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go online and say, I don't believe Esther beat the guy up because Esther's a great friend to me.
Some people do it.
Some people do it.
You know what? Even, what's that guy? That the one I was doing fraud on people's fraud bay.
Yeah.
He went up, he did it. When the whole thing first started, when like the part one of the show came out, he was doing, when they, let me get it exactly, because you know sometimes people talk here and I just
think, talking about
again? Mike Modern.
Yeah.
Oh, the post he did.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he was saying. Yeah. And then he came out and said, oh, he apologized.
I'm sorry.
Which one was this?
Wait, let me get it. Because I like to get the...
Wait, did you have it saved on your phone?
No. Of course. Well, God, they ain't paying me. The heck? No, I just went on the page. Oh. On the page so you can see it. But so he had a video of him and that guy. And he was like, mood when they try and drown confident, good-looking black men. We stay winning, bro. Oh, then he tagged him. But now you've had to come out and say, now you're doing video apology saying, oh, you didn't realise.
Yes, you do. Because what was the caption for then?
I think with him, he probably didn't realise it was this serious.
Yeah.
I mean, he put out a little cheeky video making fun of the situation. And then maybe when part two came out, or he saw just all the backlash. Yeah. Okay, this is quite real.
That's what happens when you're too fast.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was too fast. Oh. Because unless you're, you know, an idiot, you wouldn't go and...
You wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
That's why publicly, I just can't. And I know some friends will be looking at you sideways, like, oh, you didn't have my back, but honestly, like, I just can't.
I can't lie to you. For me,
have your back.
There will be some friends.
No, I know,
at you.
But yeah. How do you mean to have your back?
Because what am I going to say that's going to make now? Why am I in it? Because I'm being dragged to.
If you're hitting women, you're being abusive. Yeah. You're scamming women. You want me to defend you about what? You're guilty. You've done it.
Yeah.
I could have been next.
I'm not going to come online to back you. I'm sorry.
That's the thing.
So what about if your friend's getting roasted? Let's just say they made a tweet, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about this and made a tweet and they're getting roasted. Do you publicly, like, how do you publicly roasted, support your friend?
Roasted about what?
I don't know. Like, they made some dumb tweet.
It has to be something concrete.
Okay, do you know what? Do you remember that time here when Marvin got dragged because he said he didn't like soca? Soca music.
That's a soca.
Or like when Mark said about the Afrobeats thing.
Oh, yeah.
When he said it sucked or something.
So that was your friend. Would you have.
Okay. When Marvin was getting dragged about the soca, I didn't come online to say, leave him alone. Like, It's about soca. Who cares? Matter of fact, I think the soca people need to relax, really. Why are you getting
so... Please listen to the platform.
Wait, is soca like a religion or something?
That's Brent. To some people...
Brent, is soca a religion? Because...
It's not a religion, but it just kind of saw it as Africa against the West Indies.
I'm not going to lie. If
it's... I didn't think it was that deep. I just thought, relax.
It's about music. It's about literally music. It's not,
but you know, some cultures hold on to, like... It's like me tweeting and saying, I don't know, I hate reggae music.
Yeah, but we're all allowed to not like types of music.
Some people don't think so. How dare you?
I was going to say something, but...
No, but I'm not... I'm allowed to say I don't like rock and roll. I don't like...
The Bob Marleyans will come after me. We're cutting this out.
No, you're not. Leave it in. You saw the way that people came after Mark and said that
comment. About the Afrobeats thing, yeah.
You understand that the adverse effect or the contrast with Marvin and Soca. That's why they did what they did. Because
they
saw the opposite with
Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it that deep, though?
So some people,
what?
It proper is.
Man can't say, I don't like R&B. And then it's like, what? You don't like R&B?
You don't like R&B?
I love R&B, but I'm just saying.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But I feel like, people hold on to...
I think it's when the music is attached to... Culture. That's what people get. Yeah.
Even then, I just think, relax. I love Afrobeats, but I'm not going to take offense if someone said they don't like Afrobeats. I just think that's your ears. Like,
but
you don't
I feel like...
I don't like Bashment. Hey, Bashman.
I feel like, me personally, if I was getting roasted, somebody better support me.
Why? Why am I here?
Somebody better support me.
Do you know what? If it's something to do with the pod, I absolutely will back it.
No, even regardless.
No, but I feel like I would back it anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
But even if it's something like silly and petty, I will still comment on it. Just
what is backing online, though? Like,
you better
like,
leave her alone.
Is it a statement? Do you at the people who are atting her? Or like...
No. It depends. I've done that before. Because you know sometimes someone would talk out the outside of the neck. And it's stupid things. So that one, I will say hello.
Yeah. I feel like guys is different, though. I feel like you guys can hold your own a little bit on...
Women can hold their own, don't do that.
No, they can. Okay.
To be fair,
feminists don't come off.
If I was even... was Marvin getting dragged on Twitter?
It was mainly Instagram.
Because to be fair, I probably would have joined in.
I think Mars was getting dragged on Twitter.
Him as well. Mars was on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I would have joined in and dragged Marv as well as a joke.
I can see that.
But that's banter, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not going to defend him.
And I think also, if the person who's getting dragged doesn't care, like,
if I call you, you're not upset.
I'm sure he don't care about the soca community coming at you.
So, if I call you and you're not upset about it,
if it's affecting my mental, I think my friends need to stand up.
Rise up.
Yeah, I think the soca thing is just quite funny.
The soca thing was hilarious. That was a funny episode after that. That was a joke.
I was reading the comments thinking, wow, people are really in their feelings about soca.
Nah, there were some guys sent a voice note.
I don't think I remember that.
Was it a voice note? That's no, it wasn't hilarious. A voice note. Sorry, my bad. Brent read it.
Oh.
And I think Marcus's thing got a bit serious though, wasn't it?
It was
is someone trying to run through the building? What's going on?
I hope not.
People were calling him like a D-list artist or something. Like, people were really going
in.
NSG
came for him as well.
What was his comment again?
Because basically it was about NSG's album or something like that. And he just said, like, I think it's something like that Afrobeat stuff, like I think they're trying to go into the Afrobeat stuff, something like that. But
then he said something about it, saying, "Don't quote me," or he said something like, "It's shit," like something along the lines of Afrobeats being shit or like rubbish.
I can't remember whether that was in the moment or whether that was as a result of the backlash. Because
either on Twitter or was it?
It was on that show, that reviewing album show.
No, but then it led on to the pod as well.
Listen to Pai.
Yeah, listen to Pai.
But then it led on to the pod as well.
I can't lie. I feel like if anyone ever came for me for anything, there's two ways I could go about it. I could just ignore it or I could get really ignorant. Like, so, you know how, like, now I will say, do you know what? It is shit. Afrobeats is crap. It could go two ways. But I just think, I feel like with my friend, it depends on, if I call you and you're not, like, if I call my friend and... or checking on my friend and they're not upset about it, then it is what it is, like, banter.
Yeah.
But if it's something, but even then actually, even like times that people have said something casual, or someone tried to throw shade or something, I'll quote tweet.
Yeah.
And be like, LOL. Okay. Yeah. Like, just something like, but it's not me getting into a fight or anything like that. I would just quote tweet and just be like, oh, like, just like shade. That's throwing shade
if
back.
If I say anything negative about me on Twitter, all I do is like the tweet. Not that I do see negative tweets, but for example, if someone's tweeting about the pod.
Yeah.
And then when something I've said.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to reply because I want to clarify.
Mm.
But sometimes I just like it.
So
they
know.
They know I've seen it and that's it. I like it and I move on.
Subtle, very subtle.
I just quote tweet. I love to quote tweet and just tweet LOL.
Because I remember, I think we must have tweeted something about Gucci, right? Yeah. Like the brand.
Yeah.
Someone must have made a comment. So Lil Wayne's daughter was wearing Gucci, like head to toe.
Yeah.
And someone in the comments must have said, black people ruin Gucci.
Yeah.
Mm. So I took that comment and put it on Twitter with Regine's picture and saying, do you agree? But I think people thought that's what we were saying.
Mm.
So then people were, do you remember this?
Of course I remember.
People were like quote sweet and saying, are you just trying to get your little pod to get listenership or like, why do black people always say? And for me, I was like, I'm not saying we think that. I'm just saying this is what someone's commented.
I don't think if you have no comprehension skills, don't this,
but
this chat is not for you.
But it just shows how people are so quick to like gun you down on social media and like make you feel shit. And it's just like, wow.
Stuff like that. I'm sure I applied to some.
But even then, I wasn't expecting my friends to stand up and rise and rise up.
Yeah.
Come like Avengers and, you know, rescue us. Like, to me, that's minor. But I think where it's something where it's affecting my mental or my character, then
I think I would just check in on your friend first. Like,
when I check in,
if you're finding it funny, you're cool. Like, like, be real with me. Don't try and put up like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Mine,
really? Like, but you were crying before I called you. You had to clear your throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, if you're genuinely upset, then I will back it. But me being who I am anyway, I'm more likely to just quote tweet and say something cheeky anyway. Like, and then
I think if it was something I knew wasn't true of 1,000%, then I may just put out a little
statement. If they're like on Saturday morning, a queer did this, I'd be like, nah, she wasn't serious with me.
Okay, actually, so what if someone put out something about Gina?
That was false.
That you wasn't sure?
I'll ask her.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask her first and foremost. I said, yo, have you seen this? It's like, bro, let me tell you. I'm like, what, you done this here? Oh, gee, man.
Not you.
I'm so sad. Okay, what if it was true?
Yeah.
What are you doing then?
If it's true?
Yeah.
Then it's true, bro.
I can't lie to you. There's certain things
true,
like...
It's true, isn't it? I can't think about it. You done it, right? Okay, cool. Done it.
I don't know. I think for me, I like to play. So I think it depends, you know? Because someone's like... Say, for example, someone's like accused you of cheating, right?
Yeah.
And it is true.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, but did she kill somebody? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't just leave the tweet there.
I'll be like, someone can't cheat again.
Like, I'm like, someone cheating and you guys want
to
beat her. Like,
I think my message would be to everyone, just mind your business.
Literally. Yeah.
That'll be my
first
message.
And foremost.
Yeah, she's done this, but what's your own?
Yeah, like, what's your own?
What's your own?
Where about your man?
Have you ever had to, like, do that with the pod? Like, defend?
Defend anyone.
Or defend each other?
No, not really. No. I mean, you know, don't really say crazy things that need to be, I mean,
defended
or talked back.
Yeah. Have you ever had people like writing to you and be like, what you said was, I thought it was very insensitive and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. We had it recently.
What did you say?
Yeah, but recently. So we were talking about.
Oh, I remember.
transgender women competing in women's sports.
Okay.
And first and foremost, we messed up the term. So we said transgender men.
Okay. What's the term?
We meant to say transgender women.
Oh, okay.
Oh, because they're women.
Because she's a woman.
So if you were born a male.
Yeah.
But you're now
a woman.
Yeah, so you're not a transgender man, you're a transgender woman.
Just a woman. Yeah, I get that. Okay. Yeah.
So a transgender woman was born male.
Male, yeah. Oh, and then a man would be a woman who was
exactly. But we said transgender man. So that was to be fair, that never got backlash. That was someone just corrected me.
But it's hard.
I like that.
Yeah, but then we had a guest on who was giving her opinion on the whole situation, and people didn't like what she had to say.
Yeah, I saw the tweets.
Calling her transphobic, da 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 da. So I had to, on the next pods, I had to like issue an apology first and foremost for us not saying the correct term. Mm-hmm. Then for people, apologize for people's views, da 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 da. So yeah, it happens. It does happen.
Do you feel like it sometimes has an impact on like the guests that you have on? Like, do you feel like you have to kind of do, I don't know, like a CRB or something? Because you never know what your guests, what their opinions are going to be.
Yeah, no.
So it kind of makes it hard sometimes, I feel like.
I don't really do a CRB. I always have it often. Sorry, can't speak. I often have an idea about, you know, the person's personality.
Yeah.
And what they're about and, you know, whatever. So sometimes someone comes on and they surprise you with what they say. Like, okay, I never thought you.
Okay.
I never thought that was your opinion. But for the most part, no. I kind of know who's coming on.
Yeah.
And if it's a topic where you know, just like, for example, with that topic, John, who was on the pod as well, he was like, should we really talk about this? But I was like, this topic, I think it was a good topic.
Yeah, you set them up there. You knew what you were doing.
No, I never brought that topic to the forefront for it to be controversial. I thought it was a good topic.
Should
transgender women?
No, but he didn't tell
sports?
Them before. You didn't tell them before, did you?
You didn't tell me anything before, but I'm here.
That's different.
Why?
But we're podcasters.
Yeah.
Whereas your guests aren't.
Yeah, you're a podcaster. Okay, cool. I didn't tell you anything.
What is me telling them that before gonna do?
So they can formulate their opinions before.
No, think about it.
The things that she said, that's what she thinks. She said it.
I guess. No, but even like something like with the, I'm getting the term wrong, transgender men, transgender women.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that
might have been able to understand that a bit more.
We could have done that on the spot. That was
but when we go on other pods, right,
and it's what it's meant to be. And it's simple and it's done.
Yeah. And I think also it's good to have people come on the pod who have a different opinion, as long as they're not being malicious about it. So obviously I haven't listened to that episode yet, but I don't know how it would have, like, if she was malicious or whatever, she's like, how it would have come across. But I think it's also good to have like a counter opinion.
Otherwise,
as long as they're not being malicious about it or, you know, being homophobic or whatever, then I think it's okay to have a difference of opinion.
She wasn't malicious about it. I just think her opinions are different.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And that's what people took offense to. And
Yeah.
But in this day and age, I just feel like you can't have another opinion about
To me, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It don't make any sense.
Because you know, like, speaking about that guy we're talking about, there was a Twitter Spaces by the famous moderator. And
she really moderating these days.
Get you into your bag, sis. I love it. But like, so basically, there was a lady that came on there and she said, that she thinks that what we also need to do, she didn't say this is the only thing we should do. She didn't say that this is to blame. She just said that we need to have conversations with women from early so they can start to recognize early signs of abuse. And that is a very good conversation to have. But because of the way people are, who love to tussle, they heard that and they said you're victim blaming. But she wasn't. She was just saying that. She didn't say that.
Is prevention women are better than cure?
But where,
kind of
thing is, where does it end?
Exactly. But, like, she didn't say that the woman is wrong for being abused. Yeah. She didn't say that the abuse can be prevented by this education.
Yeah.
She's just said, let's also help young, like,
let's
women.
Let's help
who
ourselves.
But let's help, like, women understand from early. So when you think that he's clingy and he's being cute, like, let a light bulb go off in your head and think, okay, let me watch out for this. I like, don't ignore it. But they didn't let her finish her point.
Yeah.
They didn't let her say anything. Literally, they were coming to fight, like, tussle with this woman, that you're victim blaming, that kind of conversation. This is dangerous. This is why women are in that situation they're in. But I was thinking, bro, you're not trying to listen to what she's saying.
What's her solution then? The one who said that they're victim blaming, sorry.
That we should, well, men should stop doing what they're doing.
Yeah, of course.
Which is, of course.
Yeah.
But the thing, the reality, the truth of the matter is men are not going that. Not we're not going to be able to get 100% of men in the world to stop doing these things. And so let's also, there's two things can be done at once that can help us get good results.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't offer a solution.
Yeah.
Theirs was just like, let's just talk about the topic at hand. Because when I think about it, I mean, I had to leave the room in here because it was getting a bit too intense. I just couldn't. But there's, I literally have a limit with these things. But there was no, from when I was in there for however long I was in there for, there was no solution about anything else other than obviously get him to jail, which I believe get that man to jail. But it was nothing. So when she said what she said, there was nothing of, okay, I hear what you're saying, but this is the better solution. Well, this is what we should do instead. It was nothing. It was just, I'm going to shut you down. Everyone else is going to chime in on why you're wrong and how why you're a problematic woman, why you're pick me, why you're women like you are dangerous for the society we live in. And that was that. And they literally just pushed her off the stage, and that was that.
That's the thing nowadays. Everybody wants to be the one who knows
expert.
It all. Yeah, expert, but you don't know anything.
Yeah. men changing needs to be first and foremost, because it's like you can't always prepare women for these things.
You can't.
You know what I'm trying to say. So the change has to come within men, certain men who behave in this manner. Because then it just takes out the enjoyment of dating and meeting people when you're always on guard. Okay,
yeah,
I'm looking out
does.
For this sign, this red flag. If he does this, it means he's this way. Okay, I'm out. It's, you know what I mean? It just messes up everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you navigate in the dating space now if you're just always very wary, X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying don't be, you have to be, but it's like, you know what I mean? It's
Yeah, it is hard.
Ruin it for everyone, isn't it, basically?
Exactly.
It is really hard.
It's definitely difficult, but I just think, boy.
But I just feel like going back to the whole having guests on and them saying something that surprises you.
Yeah.
Because this whole, what's that guy? I don't want to say his name again, but the guy situation with the abuse.
Yeah.
Like, he's been on your pod and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we've had other instances where the girls have had, like, what's that guy called? Steph London's brother.
Okay.
On as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you feel like when you have a platform,
yeah,
you have to, like, you have a duty of care to, what's that word?
Like, to just to know who it is that you're,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. So when he came on the pod, me and Gina obviously were aware of his
allegations,
reputation.
Yeah. So okay.
We were aware of reputation. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I came on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Address it.
Yeah.
Talk about it, whatnot. And you've got two sides of the coin. You've got one side of the coin where there's people who actually want to listen to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They like this type of content. There's others who don't like this type of content. Yeah. You know, don't want someone like him to have a platform. And when we announced the episode, people were like, "Oh, I'm not listening to this. I'm not gonna listen." I had private messages from girls saying, "I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not listening.
I support
to
your
this.
Pod, but I'm not listening to this week."
Which is fair.
That's fair. That's your entitlement.
I don't think you should have told me that, but okay.
It is a bit, you know.
You know what I mean? So,
fair enough.
And then, for example, I've got people DMing me, talking about, make sure you talk about this topic on the next week's episode. So, people love it. Some people don't love it.
I think
it.
It's
so,
just each their own. Like,
yeah, each their own.
I feel like low-key people secretly love it.
Yeah.
But then when they see the outrage, they also then be like, actually, I should be outraged too. Like, with the whole Trend Central show that they had recently, they're doing now, low-key, it's kind of for entertainment purposes a little bit.
No, the whole channel is for entertainment
purposes. Yeah.
That's what it's for,
but entirely. But when, because when I was watching it, this might sound mad.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching it with the views of outrage. I was like, with the eyes of outrage. I was watching it because you guys are talking about, like, stuff that's happened to you, the same guy that is. So it's kind of like a little bit for entertainment purposes.
It is for entertainment purposes.
Yeah,
that's
but
all it's for.
I think afterwards was when I saw what everything was going on, I was like, okay, rah, like, this is actually, like, what he was, it was mad, but I wasn't moved to go on Twitter and start saying my opinion and start bashing him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I think it happens to a lot of people where you're watching something and then you kind of feel bad for kind of enjoying what you're watching, even though it's what's that word? It's at the...
That was the marketing plan.
No.
What you mean?
No, like, it's at the thingy of someone else's pain. At the...
Oh, at the cost of someone else's pain.
Yeah.
At
like,
expense.
Do you know what? Yeah, expense. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And so it's just like, that's when people start outraging. I just think it's fake outrage sometimes because...
Oh, don't get me started on that.
You was enjoying what you were watching.
Yeah. But the thing is, okay, cool. I think they're meant to enjoy it. And the enjoyment doesn't have to mean...
I'm giggling and happy. Yeah, exactly.
You can enjoy it. Because, you know, the content was engaging.
Yeah,
mean that
I think that's it.
You know,
yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
And yeah, fake outrage is a part of it as well. A lot of the people who are commenting online, they don't care. They care right now because it's a hot topic and they've just watched it, but they're not thinking about his victims.
Feelings and pain and stuff.
Yeah.
Even some men, sometimes I see some of you people talking, I think, I know how you communicate. Your secrets are just not out yet. That's why I don't like the conversations about like colorism and stuff. I just think you close it up.
Yeah.
And I am someone who gives grace for growth because I know that the way I used to think about certain things, I don't think about that. I don't think about it in that way anymore.
Yeah.
But some of you, in this 2022, you're still thinking the same way.
Yeah.
But when someone is being dragged online, you're coming to add your 2p. And I'm just thinking, I'm not a witch, but your time is coming to you. So you need to be quiet.
Yeah.
But it's mad. I mean, it's just,
crazy things are happening.
For real.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, though, that would have just died down anyway.
Yeah.
Because
and that's what happens with our generation.
It's just microwave. It's hot right now. Yeah. Like by Monday, no one's going to mention this anymore.
And that's crazy because that's someone's reality. That's what I don't like sometimes when things happen and people just go to social media and do these things because you respond to something in that moment, and you leave it there, but that's still the person's reality. Like, they still have to deal with that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even saw, what was it? Someone passed away a year ago.
Kobe?
No, girl, that was like 3-4 years now.
Oh.
It was someone else last year. And then it was the anniversary, like the year, this year.
Yeah.
And someone tweeted, oh my gosh, that's a year already. Like, that's gone by so quick. And I thought it was very insensitive.
Oh, I think
I said,
I know who you're talking about.
It's, Or the person that died or the person that tweeted?
No, the person that tweeted.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I forgot who it was. I'm just saying. Okay. I hope it's not someone that, you know, I'm cool with. But I can't remember who it was that tweeted. Yeah. I just remember seeing the tweet. And at the time, I thought it's quite insensitive because this was just, when this happened, this was just a topic for us. It was a trending topic for us.
Yeah.
But the family of the person whose life is gone, that's their reality daily. Do you get what I mean? So, yeah, but that's how, I guess that's just what social media is. Really.
I feel like a lot of crazy things have been happening like back to back recently though. Is it just me?
You're showing your asses this year.
I feel like a lot of like the Will Smith thing, the, like it's just so many, I'm taking in a lot right now.
Actually, we never really mentioned about his 10-year ban. Is it 10-year ban?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Oscars, yeah. Queens.
Do you think that's crazy?
It's hella crazy.
I don't really think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy, you know.
Do you know, I think it's so crazy.
Will Smith can't go to the Oscars for 10 years, okay.
He'll be all right.
But as it, no, but then
it took you 10 years to get one.
More than 10 years.
I think the punishment isn't.
It's fitting the craft.
Yeah, no, but he's removed himself from the whole academy, the whole organization.
He has, or they've removed him.
I believe. Hold on.
I think they have removed.
They removed him, but I think to save face,
he said that himself. He was going.
They told him, okay, you just announced that you're leaving.
Oh, okay, like I did with Kevin Hart that time.
I think that's how it happened, right? He said he.
Yeah,
he
yeah, because initially he made a statement saying that he was going to leave,
step down from the
company. And then it then came out that they had removed him. So I don't know what the.
No, I'm sure they removed him for sure.
They respect you a little bit. Yeah. I think the punishment absolutely fits the crime. I'm sorry, but
I hear you can't just be slapping anybody.
Nah, but you know what it is, yeah? When you think of what a slap is.
10 years is a long time, though.
It is.
It'd be all right.
I'm not saying.
10 is a long time.
It'll be all right.
10 is a long time, but I'll be honest with you. I do not agree with you going to slap somebody at a place of work.
Oh, no, of course not.
For that, I can't lie to you. You deserve that.
I think it's one of those ones where it's two things can be true at the same time. I genuinely think that he shouldn't have, like, he shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like
you
can't just be slapping anybody left, right, and center. Yeah. But at the same time, 10 years is a very, very long time.
It's a long time. But it's not like he got 10 years in jail, though. He just got 10
years. Exactly.
It's kind of like you being at work and they're saying, for 10 years, you're not going to get your bonuses.
If I slap my manager, yeah.
I was going to say, because for as long as I've known of Will Smith, I've never associated him with the Oscars. I never thought, you know, he's someone who's regularly up for best actor.
Exactly.
Is he going to win this year?
And he boycotted it for a few years anyway. Exactly. Like, you're right, babe.
I've never looked at it and thought, all right, Will doesn't go to the Oscars this year, it's going to be, or he doesn't get nominated.
Yeah.
He doesn't even make Oscar-worthy movies on a regular basis.
You will be all right.
He doesn't.
Even that King Richard got, I don't know.
I don't know how he got Oscar
Will
for it,
Will has
you know?
Oscar-worthy roles every 10 plus.
Every decade. Yeah, so, babe, by the time you're next, you know what I mean? When your time out is done,
you'll
be doing another one.
I'm not going to lie, that King Richard movie is hella boring.
Is it?
I don't rate him because he left his family to go and create a new one. I'm sorry. I can't support that. I don't support
Who left his family?
Serena's dad. Do you remember her sibling? The other family came out. The children from the other family came out.
No way.
All the girls are not from the same mum.
Serena and Venus are.
Yeah.
But he had another. He had other kids before them.
Oh, and I thought those girls were all in the same.
Mum. No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
To be fair, I didn't watch the movie properly, but it's hella boring.
So, I remember she came out and said that he basically abandoned them. Like,
he had two girls before. With another.
I don't know how many girls, but.
And he left them.
Yeah, allegedly, that's the story. Because I remember there was a whole.
Yeah, but one. I'm sure they were kind of integrated a little bit.
No, because they didn't see him. He abandoned them. So how are they integrated?
But when their sister died, it was a big thing for them.
Let me Google this.
I don't remember. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but I do remember her coming out. It was a whole scandal.
But I know when their sister got shot in Compton.
Which sister?
Their sister, the older sister.
Yeah, but if they're half sisters, that's fine. But
no, but to me, it seems like you're saying that they didn't even know them or something.
No. Who didn't know them?
Serena and Venus didn't know their other sisters from.
I don't know if they did, you know, when they were younger.
Okay, maybe when they were younger. I don't know the story.
I think maybe like when they're older.
But I know there was a relationship there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When that relationship came into play.
Okay.
But I do remember her saying the whole abandonment thing.
Yeah,
so Richard married Sabrina's late mum, Betty Johnson in Los Angeles in the early 60s, and they had four other children, Richard, Ronna, Rillis, and Renika.
Okay.
So he had another family.
He had four kids prior.
Yeah. And then he left that woman. Yeah.
Married Serena and Venus's mum and had those two kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
he walked out on them.
Yeah, because the way she said it, like, imagine, like, this is not word
he
for word.
He abandoned his first family of five kids when her youngest daughter was an infant.
Yeah, the way I remember her interview, imagine, like, this is not word for word, come and see me, please. But it's like, imagine him saying he's going out for milk quickly, then he just don't return. Then next thing we know, we're seeing you managing these two superstars. It was that kind of
But
thing.
Why did he leave? Did it say why he left?
I don't know.
Was it like a divorce thing, or he just kind of like left the family? Like,
I don't know, but if it's divorced, you should still stay in contact with your children.
Why did he leave?
The half of you.
Obviously, you still take care of his kids.
Yeah.
So he just says he walked out on his family and became a millionaire, but we lived in poverty.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. I remember. Yeah.
So
he just didn't check for them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I can't support it. So
he left them in poverty. Oh, that's mad.
Has anyone ever asked him why? That's quite weird.
No, but it's not weird. That happens all the time. Maybe. A lot of men do that. They just walk away from the family.
Yeah, but you walk away.
Or maybe he had another family. Yeah.
That's weird. That's normal.
No, maybe he left. It's not normal as an exciting.
No, but okay, cool. If you're a man who have you have a family, you've got five kids, and you walk out on them, there's reasons why.
Because you can be a dickhead. That's how you walked out.
What reasons then led you to make another family? So is it?
Oh no, it does happen.
No, I'm not. It doesn't happen. Oh. I'm trying to figure out the whys and.
No, but you know what I mean, though.
No, but sometimes though there isn't a deep why. It's not like it was problematic and it was crazy in here and it was a toxic environment. Yeah. Sometimes some men are just wired that way where they just up and leave.
Yeah.
Some men don't acknowledge their children.
It's not Tuesday and you've been with your family for God knows how long.
People wake up one day and don't want to be their partner anymore. With their partner.
Yeah, for a reason.
They're just not feeling you anymore.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm trying to ascertain is the marriage wasn't going well.
Oh, yeah.
Him and the wife weren't getting along, clearly.
Yeah.
And he wasn't happy, he wasn't enjoying it, whatever.
But clearly they didn't have a conversation.
He just woke up and left. Because he didn't want to be there for whatever reason. He just left for this random reason.
Oh, no. Yeah,
but there's a reason behind everything.
Yeah.
I know. And I was trying to formulate us to be like, okay, cool, maybe this is the reason. Because what I'm saying is, if he was a man who didn't want to be committed, didn't want to have a family, wanted to be free.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is he went to start another family. So being a family man wasn't the issue.
It was
because
he
went to start another family, is what I'm trying to say.
It might have been that particular marriage.
And I'm not defending him.
Yeah.
It might have just been that.
Yeah, make that clear.
That particular situation wasn't working for him for whatever reason. And he left and then started another family.
Yeah.
If he left and became a single playboy, I'd be like, okay, cool. This guy didn't want to be tied down. Clearly.
Yeah.
But he went and made another family.
Crazy.
He's
men.
A weirdo. I think that's
your gender. Enough.
Don't do that.
They don't invite me on here.
Your gender.
this was a whole setup anyway. This whole pod was a setup.
It really wasn't.
Bash. What's his name?
What, Mark?
No, not Mark. Will Smith.
Richard.
Richard.
Oh.
Williams. You brought me here to talk about the full disclosure thing.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, if you would have told me before, I would say, let's not do that.
And that's exactly why I didn't tell you.
Oh,
I had a feeling, because you know what it is?
But you haven't said anything mad.
I haven't, but you know what it is?
But I think if I told him, I wouldn't have told him exactly what I would just say we're going to talk about this topic.
Yeah.
And he would interpret that any which way. He might think we're going extreme, so he would just say no.
You know what it is?
And that's why you don't have the option to say no.
No, I think I'm fine, but you know what it is? It's hard to talk about someone that you know.
Yeah, I get it.
When it's this type of situation where he may hear this, may hear this, pass it on to him, and then he may take issue with things I've said, but I don't think there's anything I've said
that you won't
say to him. And we've had the conversation before after
Meet Us at 7.
No, after
The clubhouse thing. Oh yeah.
And I was basically telling him what I'm kind of telling you.
No, but you told him on the pod though, even on your guys' pod. Yeah. Like you said to him, like, listen, there's no smoke without fire. And there's, in a way, that the reason why you're always getting rumors, because your personality kind of fits into them a bit.
Not even that. Like, for example, with the I don't want to get too much, but with the clubhouse situation, I was speaking to him about it, and I was like, this is what you done was wrong.
Yeah,
and you done it for a reason. Why did you do
clout?
You want clout?
Like, figure out the whys.
Sit down, think
and
about
eliminate
it,
because you done this for a reason.
Yeah,
you actually went on Clubhouse and made a Mayday room with that title. You didn't have to make it. You didn't have to make this a title. Why did you make it a title?
I think it's when you get to the point where you're thirsting for clout. It's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. And I think a lot of people nowadays want to be like the it person on social media and be trending. But sometimes when you want those things, it goes wrong.
And do you know what's mad as well? Yeah, because anyway, clout is a crack in this society. Because
it's scary.
Even one of the girls that was on there, the Bianca girl, and she's talking about how like she knew that he was with Esther because he wanted to further his like influencing career or whatever. And I was thinking, are you all right with that?
I think that whole...
What a weirdo.
She said they recorded for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was heavily edited.
Mm. Mm,
that's what everyone says.
I think so, because that it didn't make sense what she was saying.
It did
to me.
There are a lot of women that...
Remember, at one point she was saying she didn't even know about Esther. Then she was saying that she did. It was. I was kind of confused.
I think she was nervous, so she wasn't getting her story right.
I was like, okay, cool. But you know, did you know about Esther? You didn't know?
She did know, because you know, I know she knew. Because she said, when she was in the car, and Esther pulled up on them.
Yeah.
She sat there like a fox.
And she said that, at the moment, because Esther was like, why were you just so quiet like that? She said, because I was thinking, do I tell her? But at the same time, I was thinking, I know how much you've invested in this relationship, so I don't want to shatter your world. So, babes, you knew.
And the thing is, as well, like, but you did know.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. And I know normal girls, not that they're not in my friendship or anything, but I know of normal girls who there's no prize with the man or anything to be gained, yet they are still, like, they knowingly sharing man.
God forbid.
So how much more someone who thought that was how her man was going to secure the bag, that was, I don't know, maybe...
I think she was hella nervous because you could tell from the way she was speaking.
Scrambling. She didn't know kind of how to...
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, I don't want to... Because I know on this platform, you guys like to... Babe, just say what you have to say.
I also feel like, why did you come on here if you didn't want to talk about your story? What did you come here to do then?
She was saying she's coming here
raise awareness. And I thought
that was rude. Because I know that I've said some things about Lani on this platform before.
I don't take anything I say back.
I said what I said.
I felt
at the
so
time,
the thing is,
at the time, it was fitting for what her behavior at the time.
The thing about Lani is, there's nothing malicious about her. She seems cool.
She seems
it's
cool,
just
but
the way she knows about
her
things.
Theatrics were just over the top,
and that's what it is.
Over the top.
And
that's why I criticize the theatrics. I criticize
just,
because,
but the theatrics aren't anything to like shun her for. It's just more so, why are you doing all this?
It's just like, stop it.
You're making music videos and...
Yeah, like...
And the thing is, it's not even harming... Like, it doesn't harm anyone. Like, it's not like she's out here giving people depression.
It is harmful,
and...
you know? Because the reason why he paid her back was because his label had a meeting with her and said, listen...
Yeah, but...
We've been trying to ignore this, but it's not getting out of hand.
He needed to do it,
though. He needed to, but...
She got what she wanted then.
It got her what she wanted.
It took her to do all of that to finally get her money back, because she was relentless. She didn't stop until she got her money.
I read that.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was to the detriment to her character and her perception.
Literally.
Now people are looking at her like,
this
girl's a bit weird.
This girl's a bit,
you know, off the rails a bit.
That being said, Dad, shout out to her. And I am sending her love, because I think that is difficult. I don't like the way that she was looked at. First of all, I hate that platform, because why was the clip where she was breaking down at the end? Why was that necessary? Because in my mind, if you're showing that...
What clip? What do you mean?
Basically, at the end of the... I don't know if you watched the video, but the second video...
Yeah.
At the very last clip,
she's crying.
She's crying. Yeah. But my thing is, unless you're doing a to be continued, you rolled the credits. Then you showed us her crying, then you ended the show.
Do you know what it is? I think...
And the next episode about something else.
I think it's because for the whole show, she kind of kept her guard up and was like, not emotional. Like, she didn't really...
Yeah, but that's not for
care.
You to show her vulnerable state.
I get it. But again, for entertainment purposes, I think they were trying to show that, you know what? She was deeply affected by what was going on. And that's why they kind of added that clip.
News leaking, stuff like that.
Yeah, they kind of
added
it.
Because it didn't even like he was hugging the kids. Oh, man, I just can't. You're just weird.
I feel like she needs to remove herself from this whole...
From this world.
I don't know if it's like a
moment.
Reality TV thing. I don't know. That she
no,
needs
it's
to...
Listen, my friend. She doesn't want to remove herself. This is where she wants to be.
Say, listen, my friend.
This is where she wants to be.
I just think she needs to eliminate herself from this whole...
She needs a break.
No, but okay. Do you think these people are enjoying this? Like,
yeah.
I don't think she is, though. I think you can say you're enjoying it,
but this is a part of her brand.
It is.
She wants to make a career for herself within media space.
Yeah.
And this is a part of her... Rollout.
Yeah.
Rollout.
Like, being on these platforms, you know, being, you know, the topic of conversation. This
Having
is what I think
out.
That she believes she needs to do. I don't know where she wants to go. I don't know if it's a Wendy Williams type vibe or whatever.
Yeah.
But she obviously, she chose to be on the show first and foremost. She didn't
Yeah, I hear
she didn't
you.
Get dragged by her. Accountant.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like she definitely did choose to be on the show and stuff like that. Especially with that, what's it called? Delusional? I mean, what's the show called?
Full Disclosure.
I was supposed to go, no delusion. Full Disclosure.
Yeah.
I feel like things changed. Because before that, she was kind of bubbly. And not bubbly, but she was looking at the positive of everything that happened. She's like, I'm here to make money. I'm doing what I'm doing. But I think that hearing Bianca say that she forwarded her nude.
Yeah.
And the reason why she did that was because she found it funny.
Yeah.
She changed. Yeah. Like, you could see that she was really like, I feel like she sat there and the way, the look it gave me was like, I'm actually weird.
Also,
like,
that was
deep.
Like, Bianca didn't have to admit that.
She didn't have to. There's certain things you don't have to say,
it had nothing,
you know?
It had nothing to do with anything, you know?
With any, she just dropped
it. And I think, honestly, I think it's nerves because she was trying
she
to
had
not be
diarrhea.
It was unprovoked.
She was trying to not be a bad guy, but ended up being a bad guy. Like,
she ended up being the worst person. Because people are putting her on the same level as the guy.
Because there isn't no deep lining reason why she shared it.
She said that.
But then she was also saying how she didn't want to say certain things to hurt. Was it Lani or Esther's feelings?
It's like, Esther. She cared only about Esther.
She was like, I don't want to tell Lani. You what he said. Da, da, da. But it's like, if you're going to say that just now, just say it.
No, that was to Lani.
Was it to Lani?
Yeah, because she was saying how, like, obviously you were winning with him for like 6 weeks. Also, I need women to stop carrying the amount of time you've been with a man on your head. It's not, it don't mean anything. But yeah, she was like, oh, like, you've been with him for 6 weeks. But she was like, I don't want to say, essentially it was about how he viewed her.
But
she's like, I don't really want to say
it,
but you're not saying, but you're not saying already makes me know what it is. You rate me. I feel bad for her, man. I just hope she's okay. Because I feel like there's only so much clout you can want that when it actually starts to affect your feelings, like, hurts your feelings. And she seems very like, she's come from like a coddled background. So I'm saying,
I feel like she tries to pretend that it all these things doesn't affect her, but clearly it does.
It must be.
Yeah, it does. I don't think everyone's, people try to portray that they're built of like, made
hard
out of
body.
Teflon.
Because my feelings can get hurt over the littlest thing. How much more that? You're going to tell me you've set my nude on because you thought it was funny?
That's crazy.
Okay, if a nude leaked, if a nude leaked of someone and you received it, would you fool the tester?
Never.
As in to share news. Like, for example, let's just say, I'm not going to say name, but let's just say a celebrity of high acclaim.
A male podcaster.
Would you, that's even better. That's even perfect. It was a male podcaster's nudes. Don't look at me and lie to me. You're passing it on to her.
That's
why I said wait. When you started, that's why I said wait.
Damn. You would.
Do you know what? I think I would be like, Esther, have you seen this? Da, 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 da. And then you might be like, what are you talking
and
about?
Like, send it to me right now.
I wouldn't send it. I wouldn't.
You send it.
And that's it.
If it was
guys,
like a leaked like sex tape, the link. You send the link to her.
No, stop
pretending.
That's why I have to think link. But guys, please don't come and tell me saying that. I'm not somebody who
No, but the thing is, I think people
I would
pretend
to her
and play holier than thou.
That's why
he's shading us.
In general.
Let's knock it off.
In general.
People love salacious stuff. People love to share salacious stuff. If a male podcaster's nude leaked, you got it first, you send it to her, and vice versa. Let's all stop the cap.
I'm not gonna lie. That's why I said, wait, let me not lie.
But I can't lie to you. I don't think I'm sending it on to you.
The thing is, I'll first ask you, have you seen, like,
and if you say no.
If I say no.
Here you go.
No, because when we talk about Nelly and stuff,
I didn't share that on.
Yeah. Jeremy said, you mentioned like, oh, have you seen it? I said, oh, no, I haven't seen
it. I think with celebrities, I don't, like, guys, this is sounding bad. With celebrities,
I
feel like you have access, like everybody can
see that. Yeah, no, that's different. If you know she can easily go and find it herself.
Yeah.
Cool. But,
if it's like a male podcast,
I think
or
if anything, like, if you're like, oh, like, let me see, I will show you my, I wouldn't send it on.
I think sending
not
it on
to everyone, not
like,
about broadcast.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's mad.
No, okay.
What's up,
okay.
iMessage?
If you got a mysterious text about and was Brent naked,
that's my employer. I don't want to talk about that.
You'll pass it on for sure.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I think I'll be like, Esther, oh my gosh, have you seen this?
I'll be like, I got this. Like, this, do you know what I mean? And then.
Personally, I think you two are both capping. I'll be very honest.
Personally, I don't like your tone.
Personally, I don't think we should have this conversation with Paul.
I honestly wouldn't.
If you say you wouldn't, you would.
Because you know, I feel like the way I was outraged.
Wow.
I believe you would. I'm not looking at it as something serious. I'm looking at it because you two.
We're
going to
gist
friends.
About it.
Yeah.
Your girls, you're going to gist about it. It's not that's like.
Because, and, and, deep before.
I know it is. For me, I don't see it as a super bad thing. Like, let's say a nude of me leaked.
Yeah.
And someone sent it to you first.
Yeah.
I would expect you to send it to her. Because you're friends.
I hear you.
Why wouldn't you send it to her?
I hear it.
But I think you're there trying to do PC. I've never sent it.
No, listen, if anybody's not PC on here.
No, because the thing is, I don't want people to think that it's okay to send nudes.
No, it's not.
No, we know it's not.
But let's just keep it a buck, innit?
I'm not going to lie. If a nude leaked of Brent or you,
God forbid.
If it's Brent, don't send it to me.
If a new leak to Brent, yeah, I'm driving right here. Anybody in? I'm like, bro, what's going on?
Bro, that's mad.
I'm not going to lie. You're going to receive it.
Exactly. She's going to receive it.
I will say, Equia, you never guess what I got.
First,
and then if
you said no, notification bell.
No option. I feel like if you ask to see, I will send it to you. But I can't just send you.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't do that out of the blue. Like you're chilling, for example,
and you just got a penis.
I just send
now.
You Esther's nude or something.
What type
That's
of friends?
Mad.
What type of friendship do you got? Are y'all guys really friends?
What, because we're going to send each other nudes?
No, not nudes, but you wouldn't send her stuff just unsolicited. Just boom, here
no, it is. No, we do. We're talking about a nude.
Hey, hi Esther, how's your day been? I've been good.
No. Just first send of all, it. I don't like your gender on here. This is not me, it's upset.
First
don't do
message
this.
Should be just...
Listen. What I'm saying is, we do send stuff like that anyway, but no high, it's just not like...
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, I can't not... consolidate,
yeah,
and just send an.
And
penis.
I think I have to build it up, like.
Yeah, no. If it's proper explicit, then yeah, you.
Yeah,
gotta,
that's fine. Yeah.
Baby
no, but like when his tweets, you know when Olani did that tweet about the low level entertainers.
Oh yeah, you sent that.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
I sent it to the crib.
Yeah.
I was doing guessing game on who's who.
Yeah, but yeah, that's fun for you, innit?
Why are you trying to make it like a gossip?
No, that is fun for you.
I'm backbiting. No, but that was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
But if it's a nude, like a penis.
If it's explicit, then you got to, I'm about to send you something that's a bit wild. Here you go.
No, I would say, have you seen this?
And it's just saying, I don't need to forward anything. It just says, no, I haven't. Where is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not going to pretend that I wouldn't. I would.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's not okay.
If you give me consent to send it to you, I will send it to you.
But it's not okay, guys.
Look at this girl. If you give me consent. Don't try to use them words in here.
I'm so done.
But it's wild. It's wild.
It would you send on a if you there's a female podcaster?
Boy. Yeah.
Okay, let's just say you got a nude of one of these lot.
It's a setup.
Yeah. No.
It's a setup.
You wouldn't send it on?
No.
Really?
No. It's a bit different for me.
Yeah.
Because you're a guy.
I feel like with girls, sending on guys pictures, even though it shouldn't be looked upon like this, it's a bit more acceptable.
Double standards.
I'm not sharing. Yeah. I know it is. I was going to say a bad word. I don't trust people
that you're sending it to.
And I don't trust people to not tell them that I sent it to
them. That's how they screenshot it.
Yeah.
Impossible. So
yeah.
I might tell you it's out there. Hey, yo! So-and-so, you might go do some digging, but
yeah.
You ain't heard it from me. You ain't get
Wait,
it from
so
me.
Wait, so you wouldn't even do it on your phone? Like, let's just say...
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
On your
phone?
No,
why? Because you know, I've learned people talk. And
people talk.
True.
Can't be trusted, man.
True.
They're big ass mouths. Sorry.
Where? No, it's true.
I wouldn't pass on any.
I'm glad you said that. And I do be, obviously, I believe that.
Yeah.
Because if you had said.
And also, I'll be honest with you, I don't even care.
Because if you had said yes,
I don't care enough.
I was going to cut it out. I was always going to cut it out.
Yes was never going
to
be awesome.
So if you had one on your phone, and let's just say Brent was like, oh, let me see, you wouldn't just do this.
No, okay, cool. I'll give you a good example. And this was on our podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think I can say it. So Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a friend of mine?
Mm-hmm.
One day she sent me. I can't remember why she'd done it. It was banter, but she done it on the pod when everyone was around. She sent me a picture of herself.
Oh wow!
Nude.
Nude.
Okay.
Yeah. While you guys were recording.
While we're recording.
She's got banging bodies.
Gina was here.
Love it.
I think Sid was here. Brent was obviously here, and people were asking me for it.
How did they know?
So they listen to the pod.
No, as in, you mean people who were listening to the pod were asking for it.
And even some of the fellow co-hosts were asking for it.
Wait.
And she sent this to me, this happened a couple of years ago.
Wait, listeners were asking for a copy of the nude?
Listeners who know me.
Even though I think that's cheeky.
Listeners who know me.
That's mad.
And I was like, I didn't send it to nobody.
Yeah.
So, even, okay, for example, Sid, like I said, it's on here. Yeah. Sid asked me for it. Mm-hmm.
Dirty boy.
I said, no.
Of course you did, whore.
Dirty boy.
I said, impossible.
That's good. I rate that because absolutely you could have easily sent it to your boy. Yeah, you
easily. Absolutely not.
I rate that.
Absolutely not. I'm not saying
I rate that. Because who knows who he could have sent it on to?
Absolutely.
Not that I'm incriminating you. But.
Yeah.
No, but do you know what? That's the thing. Because you know, like when you tell someone a secret, you say, between you and I, I've told you that between you and I because you and I are close and I trust you to keep it.
Yeah.
But there's someone else that you trust.
Yeah.
So now you do between you and I.
Yeah.
There's someone else that person trusts. Before we know it, it's between all over the nation. Now everybody knows the business.
Yeah. Listen, you might have a friend there and you think that you and that friend, you've got this tight pack, whatever. There's another person who they've got a tighter pack.
Exactly. it's true. That's exactly how the game is.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, that's how it starts to spread, it starts to spread. Before you know it.
You're not even thinking, me and this person now, we're A1.
Yeah.
You're AB.
That's
that person's AA.
Listen, that's why you've got to specify that. I say, don't, like, between you and I, don't tell anybody else. Even if you know that, if I know you're close friends, I start to name your close friends. Not this person.
Yeah.
Not that person. Like, between you and I, nobody else.
Yeah.
Because it's mad.
Yeah. And if that other person, you know, lives up to the end of the bargain, no one will know.
Mm-hmm. But you got to know people.
So that one person will know, but you didn't even want it to get that far, but it has.
Yeah.
But it won't get out because that person's.
Yeah.
But it's really gone one person too far.
I read that.
You know, have you ever told someone something, you think, I shouldn't have said that?
Yeah.
Because now I know it's over. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you kind of overshare.
To be fair, no.
Okay.
I don't think that. I do that on the pod. I'm like, damn, I think I go home thinking, I overshared
a little bit,
yeah.
Oh, I was a bit too vulnerable.
I've overshared before and I think,
there was one episode I said, oh, fucking hell.
I've overshared.
But sometimes you can't help it in the moment.
Yeah.
It just comes out and you're like, you go home on drive. I'll be driving home thinking.
I've been thinking deep.
Did I say too much today? Should I ask Brent to cut that out?
There was an episode one time we did. I can't remember what it was though. And when I tell you, what did I talk about?
I think the episode for me was the one we were talking about love and how that we wanted a relationship and da da da. And I just felt so weak in the knees.
I did too much.
I was sick of myself.
I can't remember what mine was about, but I remember when I told you, I was honestly thinking about it in my sleep.
Really?
And I really wanted to cut it out. I was like, that was too, because I'm not typically a sharer anyway.
Yeah.
But I am getting into my vulnerable bag and whatever. I'm trying to growth and whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, honestly, it really bugged me that was in there. Like, even when the episode came out, I was thinking, I could really still cut it out, you know? And I remember Georgette messaged me. And then she was like, I love that you spoke to her. She basically said to me, I love that. She's like, I didn't know. Basically commended me for talking about what I was talking about. She knew about it, private, talked about it before with her. So she was like, what made you want to share that? And I was like, I can't lie to you. Up until this morning when this episode came out, I really wanted to cut it out. But I think that was the only time I thought, crap.
Yeah.
But it was all right.
Yeah. I think I'm getting used to being more open now anyway.
You have to be, man.
But before, it used to really bug
me. Healthy.
But now I'm just like, I think I'm putting too much emphasis on what people think about it.
People
might listen to it, not even care.
And some people actually appreciate it because they feel like they can relate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because even that one, I had a couple messages this was really what I could relate to, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So sometimes you don't think that you're being vulnerable and stuff and people can relate to it.
Mm.
Yeah,
not that I'm here to be an influencer or anything,
the
but
the thing is, everyone relates to it. Mm. I'm sure. We can all tell stories in here that everyone's going to relate to. Someone's going to relate to it because we all go through the same things. We just don't know because we don't talk about it.
Right, it's 100% true. You know
what I mean? That is so true.
So, man.
We've gone through it.
Share more, man. Share more.
Yeah.
I've had people approach me about things I've spoke about that are deep and, you know, they can relate. And we've had a full-blown conversation in the street about it. Because they can relate. They've been through something similar.
Yeah.
So I remember when I went on Chizzo's pod speaking about my dad. And we spoke about it it was quite lengthy. I remember I was in Asda and this guy just approached me about
and
we were standing there for like 10 minutes.
Oh wow.
He was telling me how much he relates to me and how him and his dad, you know, they're good now and things are rocky, so
that's so sweet.
It makes you feel good as well, it makes you feel better as well because you just know that you're not the only person that's going through it.
Those moments, they validate and reassure you that you didn't overshare. And if you did, it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. I think we're going to end it here.
Might as well.
It was a really good conversation.
That was a good conversation.
That was really, really fun.
Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
Hopefully the hot seat wasn't too hot.
No, it
was warm.
It wasn't. It was, well, when you got up, it was a bit warm. You were sitting here.
I'm working in the gym.
But no, it was a good conversation. I love coming on here and talking to you guys, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so, all right, great, great. So gonna cry about it.
You want me back? I'm here.
It's an honor.
I'm here. I appreciate it.
Work queer said. Your emotions were so intense.
I'm just tired, guys. Where can they find this episode? I always forget.
But I always feel like, what's the point of saying that? Because they've listened this far.
They say, where could they find it?
Yeah,
she says everyone
knows where they find
it. She says that to me all
the
time.
They're
but
listening right now where they found it.
Exactly. She says that to me all the time. And I'm like, I just go along with it. Yeah. Well, today I had time.
But where can they find it?
They can find us. Where they can find our pages.
Yeah.
Actually, no, you do yours first. You're the guest.
All right, so where you can find us.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, so Me and Santa 7 is out every Sunday on all the platforms. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, that's the same platform, you can find our pod. And then you follow me on Insta, Big Man Use, Gina, just_Jean.
Yeah.
Podcast is Meet Us After 7.
Yeah.
And yeah, we drop every Sunday. It's just a pod about everything, really.
And he's been dropping some reels as well. Rubbing his abs.
Allow me, man.
Little thought.
We love to see it.
I got in trouble for that. I haven't spoken.
Did you?
Jesus, Lord. Anyway,
that one was a lot. The shirtless one, wasn't it?
Ooh, no, but that's his brand, though.
You notice after that there was no more. It was a start.
Yeah. That's funny. I was gonna leave a comment on your last one, like, you don't. Are you rubbing your abs anymore?
That one, and then just put it there. There's a reason why.
Really?
I hear it.
It
was a lot.
Sorry.
The thing is, there may be return. I'm going on holiday soon, so there may be a little bit of return.
That is
funny. That one is.
If you want peace.
Listen, I don't even know who caused all these aggravations.
That's interesting to me that I did that.
Did you not see the video?
I saw the video. I didn't think it was that bad, but I'll tell you why.
Because he was doing this.
No, I wasn't. I was doing this.
Okay, I see me like, hey, Kriya.
Look at that.
She didn't have the shoulder.
I didn't bear salt me. Ridiculous.
She did a 90s R&B video, you know?
I'm joking.
Wow. But, I'll tell you off air why I think it's a bit odd.
Oh, okay, right, cool. Off air, innit?
So you can find our pod at No Shit Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. What did you say?
I'm feeling you finish. So I can say my bit.
And please hashtag No Shit Pod when you're listening. Let us know what you think. Leave us 5-star reviews. And you can find me at Martin Royalty.
And you can find me at @QueerAubrey_ on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And we're signing out, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Peace.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.